This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Before we get to Simon, my co-host here, Simon Anstey.
Very important question for you. How's your name working for you, Simon?
Well, you know, I'm just biased, but I believe it's a great name.
You see, and I was saying to him, of course it works for him, because it's like Simon Says. Simon from Honest Reporting, you want to know.
So you think
Simon
there's instant says. Credibility because it's Simon Says?
Instant. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
So one of the things that Simon has said yes. is that Euronews, we want to talk about Euronews, they've multiplied 7 dead Palestinians to dozens killed. Why do news agencies do this, Simon?
To keep me in a job, clearly.
Okay. Aside from that, is there anything else?
Well, there is. I mean, I'm not sure what's going on here. I hate to say it, but I tweeted the author of the piece, and he describes himself on Twitter as a British Palestinian. Now, I don't like to go. I don't like to credit people's ethnic or religious backgrounds with influencing what they write. But I suspect maybe this is the case here. You know, unfortunately, we had 7 dead Palestinians over the weekend. There were about 14,000 Palestinians at the border fence area. They're burning tires, throwing rocks, firebombs, grenades, you name it. And all the time, the international media is referring to these events as protests. I think this sounds more like a riot.
Yes.
And in the case of 3 of these 7 dead Palestinians, they were actually killed when they crossed over the fence into Israel. And Euronews, apart from referring to this as a protest, said that dozens had been shot dead by Israel after Gaza border protests. And I'm pleased to say that Honest Reporting got it corrected, but we have to wonder what on earth is going on here. And they were not the only people to get this wrong. The Associated Press, which of course is one of the largest news agencies in the entire world, and they were talking in their headline, they referred to 7 slain in Gaza. And it wasn't in Gaza. It was in Israel. 3 of those dead were in Israel. And why is this important? Well, clearly, when we have a narrative going on in the media that Israel is, you know, opening fire on peacefully protesting Palestinians, well, in this particular case, they were on Israeli territory, which means that they were attacking the IDF troops who were on the other side. And that is very, very important when we're talking about accuracy and the narrative, the false narrative that's being put out there at the moment.
Do you know what I just realized? I've just realized that I am a Palestinian. My Boba, my grandmother, my father's mother, their family, or the family, had been in Israel up until 1938. In 1938, they left Israel for the first time, and they came to South Africa.
Yeah, that would make you a Palestinian.
That would make me a Palestinian.
Yeah, it would.
Well, I must change my status on Twitter.
Perhaps you can apply for some nicer cash there as well.
Simon, am I perhaps exaggerating matters by thinking that something more sinister is going on in terms of a very deep-seated play on a blood libel, that Israelis are killing innocents?
Well, yes, I mean, you know, we should be very careful, and unfortunately I've become a little bit cynical over time when, you know, I've been doing this job for many, many years, sadly, and it doesn't look like I'll be out of a job anytime soon. So you're right, it's not right to joke about these things, but, you know, if we're talking about, you know, Palestinian refugees, and Kathy clearly isn't one of those, but there are Palestinians
out there all over the world. Yeah.
Yeah, that claim to be refugees, even though they're living, you know, decent lives in other countries. Plus, of course, those who are still in the Middle East, but they've been there for many years and they've never, ever set foot in what is today Israel.
All right. I think what Simon was asking was about the blood libel.
Yeah.
you know, where, you know, Jews killing babies for blood, for matzah, and God knows what else.
Yes, you know, yes.
Factually completely.
I've seen this before, but, you know, thankfully, I don't see anything that blatant in the mainstream media, although we did have several months ago an incident where a baby was died during these protests.
Yeah, we spoke about that.
Of course, some of the media said it was a result of Israel.
Yeah. As one does track.
Where's the reporting on the fact that some of these guys were found with maps of Israeli towns and where to go? And
you know, I think this, if the media is not getting the basic facts right, it's because they don't have the will to get it right. And I think that's what journalism has become. It has become more about opinion than about fact. And we've seen that. It was so clear with what happened in the United States with Kavanaugh. Anyway, I digress. We're not even going to go there, Simon Plusker. Can we please talk about this Lara Al-Qassem? Simon Anstey and I were discussing yesterday, you know, was it a good idea for her to have been, you know, kept out of Israel in the first place?
And you make a very good point there. Just to start with some of the press coverage.
Yes.
A lot of newspapers have referred to her as being detained at Ben Gurion, which is not quite the same as being, in custody. She actually is free to leave whenever she wants. It was her choice to appeal to the courts in order to stay and actually get into her course at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. So there's a little bit of inaccuracy there. But, you know, going back to the point that was it a good idea? Now, I'm not a government mouthpiece, and there's been a lot of discussion about what's been going on with this. My personal opinion is that Israel has really put its foot in it in this one, because BDS, the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Campaign, thrives on publicity. And sadly, we have given them maximum publicity. If this girl had just turned up at Ben Gurion Airport, got into Israel and drove and got a bus to Jerusalem. She could have got the train, but the train apparently is not working anymore, a brand new train. But if she'd have gone to Jerusalem, no one would have known any better. She probably would have done her course and she may have left. And, you know, if she caused trouble, then maybe we could have revisited that. But we're seeing a massive amount of coverage of this case. And I think that it's a bit of an own goal from a PR perspective. Although it has exposed some of the hypocrisy as well. I mean, I can refer you to an open letter that was published in the Guardian newspaper in the UK by a bunch of academics. And they were talking about how they were committed to academic freedom. And as such, Lara Al-Qassem should be allowed to enter Israel and pursue her studies. And I looked at some of the names on this, and there were some people who were actual BDS activists. Can someone explain to me how it's possible for a BDS activist to advocate for Lara Al-Qassem to go and study in Israel?
Yeah,
does it make
non sequitur. No, they tied themselves up over that one.
And this is it's just bizarre, really.
Do you know what's also bizarre? So do you know the mantra of BDS is from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free? A lot of people, I don't think, even question what river and what sea. And it's referring to the Jordan River, which is on the one border of Israel, and the Mediterranean Sea, which is just outside Tel Aviv, right? That's the other border. It is not about two-state solutions. It just amazes me that people don't ask questions. When did we become intellectually lazy like this, Simon? Other Simon.
Oh, absolutely correct. You know, I hear which Simon? Well, I don't know about the Simon over there, but I'm certainly not sort of intellectually lazy on this point.
I know.
And
you are.
You know, you see all these protests where they chant these sort of things, and you're right. No one takes notice of what it actually means, and it means the end of Israel.
And I think that so BDS, we're not expecting them to say, well, you know what, it should be the end of Israel, because they wouldn't do that. They're too duplicitous. But, you know, it amazes me that many good people have got involved thinking that they are fighting for people who really do have a shocking life, you know, the Palestinians, but they don't stop to question what does that mean? What is the river? What is the sea? It's fascinating. It fascinates me. Simon Plusker, that's where we have to leave it, unfortunately. But keep up the great work.
Sorry to hear.
Always love talking to you. Always love talking to you. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I look forward to speaking to you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Cheers, Simon. Bye-bye.